Oh, the car from Carvana's here. Well, will you look at that? It's exactly what I ordered. Like, precisely. It would be crazy if there were any catches. But there aren't, right?
Right. Because that's how car buying should be. With Carvana, you get the car you want. Choose delivery or pickup and a week to love it or return it.
Buy your car today with
Carvana.
Delivery or pickup fees may apply. Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at carvana.com.
On the hunt for lost ROI? Chart a course and find hidden profit potential with Acuron Corn Herbicide. It's the only herbicide strong enough to bury competing weeds and help you unearth 5 to 15 more bushels per acre. How's that for hidden riches? Uncover the real value of Acuron at Acuron-Herbicide.com. Acuron is a restricted-use pesticide. Always read and follow label instructions.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is the last day of recording of our maternity week.
Ideally, a baby has been born.
A baby's been born. That baby's ideally at this point a month old.
If a baby hasn't been born, then Emma is reaching critical mass.
There is a society born within Emma.
Yeah.
That baby's fucking learning how to make fire in there.
Yeah.
They've got an apartment. They're paying rent. Yeah. No. Hyper developed. That baby has its eyes open and it's scared. Inside of Emma, if it is,
it's fucking carving hieroglyphs into her insides. There's a whole language being developed.
The baby's figuring. The baby's going to come out and they're going to be confused about everything.
It's probably like the Indus River Valley civilization in there.
Well, what's the longest
pregnancy
that someone's been pregnant for?
I was almost 10 months.
Okay.
Yeah, beat that, guys. I was almost a 10-month baby.
Oh, wow. So there's a record-breaking, the longest recorded human pregnancy was 375 days.
Damn!
A record held by Beulah Hunter
Beowulf?
Of Los Angeles, California, who gave birth to a healthy baby in 1945.
Ted, hypothetically, wow, if you were a woman, would you rather give birth too early or too late?
Probably too late. No, I don't know.
But it's uncomfortable.
Well, because if it's too early, then there's so many issues that can come
high
with
risk,
that with the baby.
Little baby.
I would rather carry a baby to term and know it's going to be good rather than carry it a little bit less time and then have a bunch of risks.
C-section's off the table. Does this change your thing? Are you going to be able to push that out?
I'd like to think that I could, but I'll never know.
Dude, you've got dainty hips.
You think I got dainty hips?
They are little. I don't think they could. I don't think they could push a baby out.
You think you got childbearing hips?
Are you offended that I'm telling you have small hips? Okay, fine. You got big ass hips. You look like a girl.
Yeah, I got big hips. I got big hips. I've got childbearing hips.
Yeah, Ted's got a child rearing body. Yeah, you probably could take a baby to term now that I'm really thinking about you. Yeah, you big ass definitely could push out a fat ass baby. Big old Irish head.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Right through my urethra. I'm pushing the baby out.
You took it too far. Now everyone's gross. Oh,
damn. Well,
we're doing Would You Rathers today. Welcome to Take It Easy Marathon, the final piece.
Let's take it easy.
Okay, so
is Emma around right now?
Emma is not around. She's upstairs in bed, not feeling great.
Okay,
but
okay.
She's big.
Now, don't tell her that the longest recorded human pregnancy was 375 days, because then she might start getting worried that she's going to be next.
I'm going to tell her that probably the second I get off this call. Go up there, and go. You know, Emma, this pregnancy could go over a year.
Yeah, it would be a medical miracle if that were the case.
Well, I don't think they,
right?
When did that happen? Because I don't think they let that shit slide.
1945.
Bingo. They're not, that was wartime, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nowadays,
they wanted to see,
they're like,
they wanted to see what would happen.
Literally now, I'm not even joking. Had the doctor was like, you want us to pull it out? we can pull it out. We can pull it out anytime you
really?
Want. Yeah, they're like, you want it out? We can take it out. Emma's like, no.
At this point, they were just like, they were just,
yeah.
They're juicing for it. They're goosing for it.
Yeah, they're like, give me that insurance bill, baby. I want to pull that thing out early.
Oh man, what the hell?
No, they're pretty nice there. They're pretty nice, but they are kind of goosing to get it out. But Emma's like, no, I'll like carry it to term naturally. Like, it's chill.
Yeah. Well, I mean, a lot. I feel like that's an there's an increase now of people doing that. Like, there's I don't know. I but C-sections are kind of scary because that's like a major abdominal surgery. You know, they open up the stomach and they're reaching past their intestines and stuff, and like
they just cut you open, blood everywhere. But it's pretty routine. Like, they do a lot of them. So you got that going for you.
But it's like surgery seems like it opens up so many complications.
Have you had a surgery?
I don't know. Well, yeah, no, I technically have had a surgery. I had my wisdom teeth taken out.
Oh, I haven't had that done.
Yeah, I mean, it's like a pretty big thing. Like, you know, I went under anesthesia.
Wow. How was it? Was it scary?
Anesthesia is weird. Well, because you don't really know what's going on when you come out of it. But it's like, the thing is about going under is like, you might not wake up. That's like the worry when you do anesthesia, right? It's like always a possibility.
Yeah, that you'll, well, but it's like you might not wake up. Does that mean like you die or? I don't know.
Why did that guy die from surgery? Oh, well, he wanted to get a tooth out.
Yeah, he didn't, he never woke up. He's still sleeping on the table.
Yeah.
Like, do you die or do you?
But when I came out of it, it was like some people apparently are like aggressive and stuff. I was like, you know, I think there's a Snapchat video in my memories of me being like, yeah. I think I sent you something probably when I got my wisdom teeth out.
When was this? Like 18, 19, 20, something like that?
Yeah, it was probably like 18, 20.
Yeah, 18, 20. They weren't pulling those things out back then.
Yeah, no, they weren't. They were just fucking
humans made a lot of progress with wisdom teeth intact.
Yeah, yeah. Well, what they do is they just kind of like they go in there and they cut up the tooth into little pieces and they're pulling it out. Like, but I was when I woke up from it, I was like shivering, and they brought me into another room and they put me under like a blanket, and I was under a blanket for a while because I was really cold.
Cozy. I feel like the dental industry is like one of the biggest medical scam zones of the current world. Because there's always like infinite corrections you can do to your mouth. Like, you can always make your teeth whiter and straighter and better. There's no limit, really. So you can kind of just keep selling people on this stuff.
Wow. I'm just reading why I was cold. this is like, why?
I was just reading why I was cold, and it's like, the thermostat was probably set to below your normal.
No. Anesthetic drugs impair the body's ability to regulate its own temperature.
See, that's kind of scary. Because if you go under and it's like, not only could I not wake up, I might freeze to death because my body's like metabolism's asleep.
Yeah, it says during anesthesia and surgery, hypothermia occurs mainly because of a combination of anesthesia-induced impairment of thermoregulatory control.
Whoa.
Wow. Yeah.
I have yet to be under anesthesia.
So I probably had a space blanket used on me.
Whoa. I've never even touched a space blanket. I've always kind of wanted to. They look like outside of an extreme condition, though, like, it wouldn't really, they'd just be kind of like, all right, what's this piece of tinfoil? But I feel like when the situation's right.
Well, I don't know if it was actually a space blanket. I remember it just being a really, really heavy blanket.
Might have been wool.
That was on me.
Might have been wool.
I don't even know, dude. It was wonderful when I was under it, though, and I was like bundled up. And it was basically like I was on the operating table, and I moved into another room, and all of a sudden I'm in a dark room with a blanket over me.
That's like best case scenario.
Yeah. And then I remember walking out to the car with one of the nurses who had like me by the arm, and I made some sort of joke about we were going to prom.
Damn, dude, you are hitting on the nurse while she walked you out.
Yeah.
Blame it on the drugs, man.
Blame it on the drugs. But Tucker and I, we have developed some would you rathers for each other. We've each developed five, folks. Also, welcome to Take It Easy podcast. We're
welcome
so happy
to the Take It
here.
Easy podcast. You say you're happy they're still here?
We're happy they're here in the first place.
Yeah, of course.
Not necessarily still here, but, you know, assuming that they're hearing a divorce right now, they are still here. We basically developed them. I personally chose some of these from Reddit at first, and then Tucker told me he was developing them himself. So then I was like, fuck, okay. So I developed some myself as well, but I'm only going to say for one of them if it was Reddit, and the other ones, maybe Tucker can try to guess if they were
I
Reddit
developed
or not.
All mine in-house. And a lot of the Chuckle Sandwich ones, if you watch those were all me. That was my brain coming up with them and delivering them right to you. Okay, why don't you hit me with your first one?
I wasn't ready for okay. Would you rather be able to control traffic lights or control vending machines?
Traffic lights, 110%. Now, I love a good Snickers bar. I do. But I don't need that level of power in my life. Because what keeps me at bay from the candy is that it's expensive. Because, the traffic lights is more like it's inhibiting me. The vending machine's never inhibiting me. It never hurts.
Yeah.
You know, unless you're
I feel like also
for some chocolate, in which case
I feel like also vending machine covers any vending machine. And there is a lot of different types of vending machines.
That opens it up.
Yeah. Because, you know, when you're at the airport and you see one of those vending machines that you
Bose
can get a PS5 from or something.
Yeah, I'm always so are you now carrying this fat-ass Lego set onto the plane that you just vended out?
Yeah, I guess. But another aspect of vending machines, too, is if you can control the vending machines, you can also get the money out of the vending machines.
Like the cash? Dude, are people still paying with cash at vending machines?
They might be. I mean, there's definitely a lot of vending machines now you can use your card on, which is definitely convenient. But
yeah. I remember vending machine cash things from when we were kids. Like the old holdover ones were horrible. Your bill looked at you the wrong way.
You would go like this on the side of the
yeah. You were giving
the
it the little
machine.
you know through the legs, and then you still reject it.
Yeah,
yeah.
I think I would maybe control vending machines because I don't know if I've been even living in Los Angeles. I don't know if I've been screwed that much by traffic lights that I would want to give myself green lights all the way through.
I have this one light in town that I'm at a point now where I'm like, I think I'm just going to start running the red because
really,
yeah, it's one of these situations where there's
that's how they get you. They build up your resentment and then they put a cop. They estimate when it's going to happen.
Yeah,
they think it's around September. It wears people down and then they put some cops on that corner.
So the situation here is that there's a temporary bridge, though it's temporary is light or lightly used or strongly used. You know what I mean? It's been there a minute. It's a temporary bridge. It only is one car wide. So there's a light on either end. So you're approaching, you got to stop and wait so one side can go through. But you can see half a mile past it.
Yeah.
And it's kind of a temporary light setup, but it's just official enough to where I'm I'm questioning it. But now I'm lately I've been I think I'm just going to start running this one. Because no one's watching. I can see forever. And it's not a traditional setup. But traffic lights inhibit me far more than the vending machines. I love snacks. I do. But I don't really need more access to snacks in life. I'm a snack guy. They're hurting me.
Yeah.
I'm already inhibited by the snacks.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'm going traffic lights 100%.
Wow.
What are you typing with that mustache? Are you recording my answers or something?
No, I just looked up most advanced vending machine.
Oh, you're going to try to get me here.
In Japan, you'd definitely be living a good life.
In Japan, it would be different. But I haven't been to Japan, and I don't foresee myself going to Japan anytime soon.
Mm.
Because I know they got like everything. You can vend whatever you want there, right? You can vend a whole meal. You could probably vend Wagyu.
Yeah, you could vend a whole meal. You could live in Japan
off vending
indefinitely
machines.
Off of just vending machines. Like, you'd be able to just get all of your food off of them. So
I feel
if you
like
needed that, then that would be kind of nice.
Living, you could live off vending machines in America, but you would be so sick of it within like 36 hours.
Yeah, you'd be having way too many lays and stuff.
Yeah, you would.
So you're sticking with the traffic light thing?
I'm sticking with it. Are you? Yeah, of course I am.
Okay. Well, I'm.
Are you
I'm choosing
vending machine guy? Okay, mm-hmm. Defend that.
Yeah. I feel like I have been. I feel like I have been strongly.
I guess just because you have unlimited access to it doesn't mean you have to use it all the time.
Yeah, and don't you think that there could be like some sort of genie sort of, oh, I made the wrong choice thing with the traffic light things? Because, you know, you'd have to learn how to control it effectively. Like, you know, if
yeah, you
just like
just
switch the lights, then all of a sudden you're causing a bunch of accidents and now you're kind of a criminal.
I think what it, for me, like ideally, I would be
not that stealing from vending machines wouldn't make you a criminal, but
I would be like driving up to it. You'd be like a mile out, but you can see it and it's green at that point, and you're like, just hold that.
Hold it.
Just hold that green.
It. Yeah. You know? Honestly, I feel like I'm kind of doing that little spell in my head.
Yeah, dude. Do you do
a lot of the time
when
I'm
driving? Driving up, it's green from far out, and you're driving up and you're like, okay, once I hit that point, I'm going through no matter what. Like, there's the point of no return. Like, once we pass that line, I'm not hitting the brakes if it turns yellow.
Yeah.
Like, I'm giving
okay.
It. Do you do that? Because I do that, and Emma does that, where I'm going, and I have like
I'm
a
always,
spot
I mean, in
out.
LA, it's a matter of survival to squeeze the lemon, yeah, you know?
That's true. You're working with a different
crowd. You got to take I'm always taking left turns through yellow lights, you know? You pull yourself into the middle of the fucking intersection, and you're waiting and stuff.
Yeah, that you have to do that out there 100%
yeah,
of the time.
It's a requirement.
Otherwise, people
know,
are
going to
run
don't.
All over
There are
you.
So many lights in LA that would should have a protected left thing on them, and they don't.
Yeah, I feel
so
like
you
your neighborhood has a lot.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, okay. If you're just changing them around, you're going to kill somebody, like, really fast.
Yeah, really quickly. Really quickly, and all of a sudden, you're going to be like...
Okay, now that I'm thinking about it, the vending machine does sound convenient, because if you're like at an airport and you're like, fuck, I'd love a fucking water bottle, but I don't want to pay $4.50. Mm-hmm. You could just pull it out.
Yeah, you have the vending machine pay you.
Yeah, you could be like, I'm going to have that water and I'll also take
even with the tap to pay ones, you tap to pay it and you could control it to have it give you the money.
I feel like myself, if I had this power, I would use it sparingly, though. I would take a lot of pride
I'd
in being like,
evil,
I don't abuse this.
Yeah, I would use it to impress people.
And I would always be buying people stuff, though. And I would, I would act like I was paying for it. That would be the evil that I commit. I would be like, oh, don't worry about it. It's no big deal. People would be like, wow, that's so
okay. Generous. So are we both sticking with vending machines right now?
Yeah, I think I have. I've come all the way around.
Wow. Okay, excellent. All right, folks, before we keep going, this episode of Take It Easy is sponsored by Uncommon Goods. Listen, guys, the holidays are sneaking up fast. They're coming. But it's not too early to get your shopping done and have fun with it. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the U.S. Many are made by independent artists and small businesses. And because they're made in small batches, the best finds sell out fast. Some of the things that I found that I'm a fan of are one, these National Park candles. I think these are pretty neat. They've got kind of like a vintage can look to them, and then there's this custom art on each of them. And then there's also these MLB ceramic ice cream bowls, which are awesome because they're a more sturdy version of these ice cream cups that I used to collect when I was a kid, when my dad would take me to Red Sox games. So it's kind of nostalgic for me, and I don't know, they're just cool. And Uncommon Goods has something for everyone. Your mom, your dad, book lovers, history buffs, avid gardeners. You'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. When you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're also supporting artists and small independent businesses. And with every purchase you make, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice, and they've donated more than $3 million to date. So shop early, have fun, and cross some names off your list today. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/takeiteasy. That's uncommongoods.com/takeiteasy for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, We're all out of the ordinary. Thanks for listening to the sponsor, guys. And let's get back to the episode. All right. What's your submission to this?
Okay. I'll give you kind of a related one. Mm. Would you rather have a too much candy stomach ache or a too much meat bloat situation? Because I feel like different kind of aches and pains, similar duration. Although you don't get stomach aches, so you probably don't even know what I'm talking about.
I know bloat, but I don't know really what the candy thing you're talking about is.
Yeah, Ted doesn't have stomach aches for some reason.
I don't really know what you're talking. So I guess the candy one, because I won't feel anything.
Yeah, that's crazy that you've never had a stomach ache from too much candy. These days, if I eat like even a little helping of candy that a child me would have just torn through, I'm like, oh, yeah. I feel... Well, you don't even know what the feeling is. This is...
Yeah, no, I don't know. People are... I know what a stomachache like, feels like now. As of the last year, I know what a stomachache truly feels like.
That's insane. You are insane.
It was a painful stomachache. I could not sleep.
That is so crazy that you're just now getting stomachaches. Dude, that's 27
it's
going to
be such
old.
A it's such a core memory though now of us. Texting each other when we were struggling with the time difference, and also that I was doing the stomachache, and we meet each other with flashlights down in the area.
Was that the first
for a
night?
Peanut butter sandwich.
Was that the first?
That was
night?
One of the first nights.
Yeah, because it was still like, I don't feel comfortable in this house. I don't know where we are.
Yeah,
you know what was always weird in Kenya when we were staying at the house in Nairobi. It was like, you could hear like a party happening one of the nights. I don't know if you had that. We had different facing windows.
I don't know if
windows,
I was hearing that. Yeah.
But there was like a party nearby, like within like a half mile, but outside that neighborhood. Like we lived in a gated neighborhood for like UN and like foreign personnel. There was some kind of party happening outside of that. And it was weird because I couldn't picture what that looked like. Because here in America, if I hear a party, like I can picture it. Because like... Mm-hmm. But there I was like, what are they up to?
Yeah, what are they doing?
Yeah, and it was like 3 a.m. I was, this is kind of...
Well, they're having a good time, it sounds
they're
like.
They're having a good time. Okay, so we don't have to do this one because you don't know what a too much candy stomachache is. So in the comments, let me know if you'd rather have a too much candy stomachache
or too much...
Yeah, you fucked up big
time. You didn't think about that when you were writing that?
No, it just occurred to me. I would rather have the too much meat bloat because I feel like I'm more accustomed to that one. And I feel like that one is worth it more.
I've got one here for you that is interesting. Because I could see an angle in which you would take it, but I'm not sure.
Okay, hit me with
it. So, would you rather be able to drink water from your thumb like a straw or piss gasoline?
Piss gasoline all fucking
day. Yeah, I had
day.
A feeling. I had
That's
a feeling.
So cool.
I had a feeling.
Dude, that is like unlimited money. Although you'd have to drink a lot of water to piss. But
yeah,
like,
I had a feeling that you would do that. Well, because you'd have to drink a lot of water over a long period, though, to get a full tank of gasoline, though.
Oh, yeah. No. You're not filling your car up on this. Like, don't get it twisted. This is, but as a guy who's in the landscape industry, like, oh, my weed whacker's out of gas. And I could be like, want me to fill it up for you? You know, like, I just kind of, because I could probably fill a weed whacker tank with like one go. It's not that much. It's like a liter of gasoline, maybe.
I drive so little that it feels like it would just be so easy to just be like, you know.
Oh, just for water?
Just be like, yeah, just be like, I'm thirsty. You know, you'd never, you could be stuck in a desert and you would, because what, you know what?
You know, you're going to be stuck in a desert, Ted.
But if I ever was, I'd be safe.
Well, then everybody would be sucking on your thumb that's with you.
Well, I think it's just
that'd be kind
you
of,
that can do the hot. Thing.
Oh, like if someone else sucks on your thumb, nothing comes out of it?
Well, because I don't know if there's like, it would just be like water magically happens.
I figure like you suck on it and there's just like water comes out of it somehow. And it, you could be giving it to other people too. Because otherwise you're going
to
have
to spit
in their
mouth.
Okay,
that's nice to be able to give it like suck on my thumb. You thirsty?
Well, yeah, otherwise suck you're spitting it in their mouth and that's gross.
Yeah, I guess you could do it, and it would just require an extra step.
But that's kind of hot, though, too. If you're stuck in the desert with a lady, you're like, hey, suck on my thumb. And then they're getting water out of it. They would fall in love with you.
Yeah, they would. They would. And then, yeah, there's definitely, it's like a good guy versus dangerous, maybe evil guy. Piss Gasoline guy's a little evil.
What is evil about that? I'm just trying to fill up the weed whacker.
You fight someone, you piss on them, you throw a match on their body.
Dude, this is kind of related. I saw this TikTok or something, like this guy's filling up his tank at the gas station and these guys come up to mug him or something. And he just starts spraying them with the gasoline.
Oh, man, that's
scary,
good...
because you are all of a sudden the most vulnerable to like death or insane injury you've ever been in your life. Just like that. You are now like, if someone lights a match within like 10 feet of you right now, you are fucked.
Yeah.
But like, if no one does,
just because you could ignite just from the fumes.
The fumes are what ignites, really. That's the most dangerous thing. And so
what,
like,
happened when he did that in the
video?
Oh,
they took off or whatever. But it's like, damn, what a good, just like, he just was like, they like come up to him and he's just like, shh. And immediately they're like,
how far does the gasoline go when you spray it from the thing?
It's kind of like a hose.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So it's got some serious power behind it.
Portable tanks, you can see it. Yeah, it has a little power behind it. Well, it can do like 18 gallons a minute through that little thing.
Yeah.
So that's what it, like, it's got some power. You could hose somebody up with that thing. You're frozen. You're probably going to tell me, dude, I'm frozen.
Yeah, you're frozen.
Here we are.
This is feeling like a you thing with the freezing thing.
You were frozen too, and I was telling the camera that you're going to tell me I was frozen.
Oh, I know. I heard you. I heard you say that. Were you not able to hear me?
No. I'm going to blame you, because that sounds like an upload problem. Because if you're hearing me, that means I'm still uploading. And when we would play online video games at your place, you have connection issues related to upload. You have some sort of upload issue with.
I'm not on Wi-Fi though.
It doesn't matter. I think it's related to your ISP provider, which was a really redundant thing to say.
I think that's you, dude. I think that's you. And
you don't have to take any like personal responsibility for this. You don't have to feel any kind of like response, or what is it called? You don't have to. It's not you. Just because it is you doesn't mean it's you. You.
It's an interesting angle, but I do think it is you, though. You seem to be having this problem a lot, and that's okay. You know, it's nothing against you.
You guys decide. Would you rather it be Ted that has a problem or me that has a problem?
Yeah.
Because there's not really... Well, no, it's totally you, because we'll play Modern Warfare 2 nights and you're having issues and you're like, I don't know what it is. No one else is having the issue.
Well, I'm the only one who's like dealing with I'm only the only one across the country. I have the highest ping.
Barely, though. Barely. Like
what do you mean,
like,
barely?
Tippett plays. He's got, what, 10 ping difference from you?
I don't know. I think we just have an ass Tippett.
Ass Tippett? Tippett does have a nice little ass on him.
Yeah.
It's fucking, God. Well, it was really small. Actually, no, that
what,
was, that was another guy. We had a dude in our platoon who had the tiniest butt, man. He was like fit, normal guy. He's in really good shape. And his butt was just like his back waist just like turned into legs. Like there was no butt. It just like all of a sudden there was like a crease with two legs. And we were like, I remember one time we saw him naked. We were like, what the fuck? What is that?
That is weird.
Yeah, and he was like, I don't know, man. He was just like really fit. He had no body fat at all. He's one of those guys.
He thought
there
was something wrong with him.
Well, he was dumb. He was dumb as rocks. But he was one of those guys who just naturally had like 5% body fat. Smoked cigs all day. Only ate McDonald's. Just perfect body at all times. Never worked out.
That's ridiculous. I don't even know if I've known anyone like that.
Yeah, there were some guys. I had some friends like that. It was just about the most frustrating thing that there could possibly be. Okay, I've got one for you.
Yeah, you got to give us a good one here, because you had a little bit of a flop, a little bit of a flop, but it's okay.
Would you rather, for the rest of your life, would you rather watch exclusively G-rated movies or R-rated movies? Let's just say, like, you walk in, your kid's watching a movie, it's just like black screen for you. Like you physically can't even see it or hear it, nothing.
That's tough. That's tough.
Or maybe it should be...
And PG-13 isn't affected?
So this one I'm just thinking. Maybe it should be, would you rather not be able to watch G-rated or not be able to watch R-rated? So that way you still have that PG-13 always, which is a pretty small amount of movies, unfortunately. Oh, I guess you would still have PG. So no matter what, you're going to have PG and PG-13. You're looking to get rid of either G or R.
Then I guess G, dude.
Yeah, I guess G. It should be probably PG versus R.
You don't really know what this would you rather question is right now. That's the issue, I think. Is that it's
living and breathing.
I'm currently looking at the question, and it is morphing in front of me as I'm trying to decide.
Let me try this again. Let's all just forget what just happened. Would you rather remove for the rest of your life PG movies or R-rated movies?
I guess it's tough. And you wrote this?
I wrote this, yeah.
I guess it's tough, and I know why it's tough, and I know why you think it's tough, is because you would be missing out on stuff like all the Miyazaki films and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That's sort of what you were thinking, and then it's also coming from like an incoming father's perspective of being able to spend time with your kid and watching something and enjoying something.
For me, I feel like there's more not R-rated movies that mean a lot to me than there are. Like,
so from a nostalgia standpoint, you'd be missing out on a lot. Pretty much any Disney movie you wouldn't be able to see, any Pixar movie you wouldn't be able to see.
Yeah. And then hold on. Like, one I was thinking of is like Forrest Gump. It's a PG-13. So like you'd still get that if you got rid of R.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah. There are a lot of like really good movies though that are like R movies though at the same time. So this is hard.
There are a lot of good R-rated movies, but I feel like think about them kind of differently. They're more, nostalgia is probably what is doing me in because I'm not really nostalgic for any R-rated movies. You know, I'm only nostalgic for stuff that I saw as a kid.
I guess I would do PG just because of the community benefits of having it. I would do PG for the community benefits, and I still get PG-13, so there's like a large swath of movies from the bottom up that you can see, and it's not like a huge deal. Like you'd just kind of be operating your life like a Christian mother.
Yeah, that would probably make you really start appreciating swears more. You know,
right.
If the content you were consuming really didn't have any.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So I have like another kind of second layer to this.
Okay.
And that is, would you? This one I find is more difficult because you'll see. So, would you rather remove all E-rated games or all M-rated games? Because I feel like
all E-rated games.
Really? I feel like E-rated games, like PG, is more like it's usually a kid's movie, but I feel like E-rated isn't necessarily a kid's game.
Ah.
Like Stardew Valley, E-rated.
I'm gonna kill myself.
Okay, dude, he left the podcast.
I'm going to kill myself. You push me too far. You get the horns.
Yeah, I knew that.
I'm putting a gun to my head and I'm killing myself if you make me make this decision, Tucker.
I knew that Stardew Valley would get you.
Yeah. Yeah, Stardew's definitely E for
Minecraft,
everyone.
Minecraft, huh? E for everyone.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
But then you, like, we wouldn't be able to play shoot kill person game.
Yeah, but I find that in my older age, I don't play as many of those. Anyway, like, I'm not really playing.
You're excited for Battlefield 6, though.
My excitement level is like a 5 out of 10, 6 out of 10.
What?
Maybe.
Really?
Well, yeah. I mean, 10 out of 10 excitement level would be like Bloodborne Remake.
Which are R-rated or M-rated games, right?
Well, yeah. No. This is like a sub-conversation of me explaining my excitement level.
So, I guess I would have to follow the same thing.
Are you 10 out of 10 excited for Battlefield 6?
I'm 7 out of 10 excited for
about, yes. Yeah, see, and for me to be 2 points under that, I feel like that's pretty reasonable, right?
Yeah, but this is out of 10, you know, that's a pretty far jump that you're making.
Yeah, I mean, it's a Battlefield game. They've been shit for like the better part of a decade. This one very well could be too. I got so much going on in life. It's pretty low on my priority list, but I am like keeping an eye on it. I think it's a solid 5. I am a huge proponent of adjusting everyone's 0 out of 10 scale to like not you get a 7, 8, 9, or 10. Like no one uses the whole portion of the scale. It's pointless. You might as well just do 1 through 5. But in which case people are going to do 3, 4, 5. Like people are allergic to the bottom half of the scale. Like what game that has come out has been like a 5 out of 10 or less? I know plenty of games I think are 5 out of 10 or less, but like, you know what I mean?
I think that's because there's like, when you're thinking about like a larger game thing, it starts to, when you get into the fives and below, that starts to hit, like, does the game operate?
Well, that
are you
that
able to use controls? Are you able to do this or that?
If you can't play the game because it's broken, you shouldn't even be like reviewing it. You know, that should just be like a 0 out of 10. It's unplayable. But people shouldn't be like, oh, it's a 4 out of 10 because it's buggy and stuff. But like, if the game's bad, it should just rate it bad. You don't have to call it a 7 out of 10. Because if a game gets a 7 out of 10 on IGN or whatever these days, it's like, oh, that's a bad game. But just give it a 3 out of 10 then.
But to answer your would you rather, I think I guess I would just do the E for everyone.
You'd stick with the E's?
I guess.
You're such a pussy.
I don't know. What's your...
like bullied you into keeping the E, but... I think.
Well, no, you made a good point. How does that make me a pussy that I is accepting your opinion?
I just think
that's a crazy switch up to do on someone like that. You do all this work trying to convince him, and you're like, "Oh, you listen to me? You fucking pussy bitch! What is that? That was like the most evil thing you've said to me."
Sorry, it was a little evil. Well, I'm thinking maybe I'll stick with
the upgrade. Pussy bitch, you back down.
Well, I got to think about my mental tier.
Way to back down, pussy. I just bullied you out of bullying me.
I think...
Now you're confused.
Now I am confused, and I feel like I'm just going to stick with the question.
I can't believe you called me a pussy for that. That was crazy.
Wait, what, are you afraid of Dark Souls? Dark Souls?
No, I'm not afraid of Dark Souls. You bring up a good point. I mean, I've gotten a lot of good hours out of Stardew. I got a lot of good hours out of Minecraft.
Yeah, third E-rated game that has like been fundamental?
Third E-rated
Mario Kart as like a Smash Bros.
Yeah, most Nintendo games really,
which you've played a lot of.
I played a lot of them. Yeah, yeah. There's a Pokemon.
Yeah, there's a lot of E-rated titles out there.
Yeah, and also, are you not choosing the E-rated things?
I don't know. Like, I'd lose Dark Souls 1. I'd lose Dark Souls 3. I'd still get 2.
But you'd gain Pokemon.
Dude, I know you think, like, I'm obsessed with Pokemon because, like, you still picture me from, like, 2015. I haven't bought a new Pokemon game since then. That was
2015.
Yeah, that was it.
I feel like as recently as a couple years ago, you were talking about how you needed to figure out how to move up your Pokemon through the fucking ages and stuff.
Ted, that was when we first met.
Nah, dude.
Yeah, dude,
you're
it
always
was.
Busting out.
You're like
you're always playing and busting out your little Pikachu fucking Game Boy.
That just happens to be the Game Boy I use these days to play any Game Boy game.
What about you playing Pokemon Coliseum on your GameCube?
Yeah, that game came out like 20 plus years ago.
I know. When was the last time you played it?
Within the last 6 months. I went on a little
trip. Bitch.
Yeah, but I feel like I go play that the same way I play
flail
all my retro games.
Flail around all you want.
I'm just
saying, I have taken your rook things. And I've got eyes on your queen.
You've still got a few things where you picture me the way that you did over 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And they're a little outdated.
Really? You think so?
I know so. It's me.
I don't know. I think that you've changed a little bit less than you think you have.
I think that's
and it's charming.
Really far from the truth. I feel like an entirely different human being these days.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. It's sometimes it's kind of like weird. It's like trippy to think about.
Yeah, I guess I do like feel pretty different than I was like when I was
my brain. Oh no, like you're the
when
same.
When I was in high schooler. Yeah, there you go. I've got one for you here. Because right. Was that a follow up or was that,
that was just
one
a,
of your
that
five?
That was like a part B.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I've got one for you here. This okay. one's sort of directed at you and your future. Would you rather have an absurdly over the top, cringy theater kid son with big aspirations or a shut in, lazy son with little aspirations, but they're not cringe? And they don't embarrass you.
I don't want the theater kid. No fucking way do I want
really?
It.
Really? Really?
Yeah, I don't want the theater kid. I'm trying
You'd
to
rather
get,
have a lazy son with little aspirations for their life.
But he's not cringe. So that means
he's
some
not that cringe.
There's some redeeming quality there that we don't
so
know.
So you'd rather just have like a you don't want to deal with some shit, but they because what the big aspirations, what if they end up being super successful in terms of their life and stuff?
The odds
versus one that's like really not going to do anything with their life.
The odds of making it in content and of any kind are insanely low. So they can be as motivated as they want.
Sure, but with the lazy son, that's confirmed. Like they're not going to make anything of their life.
I just
it's kind of tough.
It's
kind of tough.
Confirmed. You take the lazy kid, you kick him out. Like okay, there. That's how you solve that. I feel like I could fix a lazy son. I feel like I just won't have one because I'm not lazy. So
yeah.
I just don't really tolerate laziness in my house. So I feel like
I think the way that this works though is that this is how they would
be. Yeah. I just feel like I could fix him. You can't fix a theater kid, dude. They are fucked.
Yeah.
They are screwed.
I was a theater kid.
A theater kid just walked in. She's in here.
She's in here. She's tell her about the pregnancy current, thing.
The pregnancy thing. Which thing? Oh, Emma.
Yeah, get her over here. Get her over
She's
here.
Not going to get on camera, dude. Absolutely.
Well, no, just close enough that we can maybe hear the ambient reaction.
Okay, Emma. The people want to know what your take is on the fact that in recent history, a woman carried a baby for over a year before giving birth.
For the record.
It's like 374 days.
Would you, if the baby didn't come, would you just allow it to go that long? Even if it's God's will? They can poop in you by accident if you wait that long. That's the official fear. No, I'm not looking that up. That's dirty.
the black goo of death?
I guess so. I don't know. That was the weirdest answer we could have gotten. Emma said, no, it could poop in you by accident. Not like, oh, I'll be the size of a dump truck and I'll be in pain, but it could poop in me.
I'll be the size of a bear.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
What a
that's,
weird
that's
answer.
Nice. That's funny.
That's a theater kid ass answer right there.
So Tucker's choosing the lazy son.
I'm choosing the lazy son because I just can't fathom another theater person in my life. I have too many already. My wow. closest friends are theater kids. My wife's a theater kid. Everybody's yeah. into performing for others, and it's just getting too much. Honestly, I got to cut a few of these people out.
Yeah. Okay. All right. There's your choice. All right. Give me one. Give me one from you.
Would you rather have to spend like a day with your family, like doing stuff like going to the beach, picnic, whatever, a day with your family entirely naked, all of you, or sell your truck?
Oh, this is directly for me.
For you. For anyone that doesn't know Ted, which is probably none of you, Ted has, and I both actually have our high school pickup trucks that they're vintage at this point.
Yeah, they are. They're classics at this point. Or no, 2 years. 2 years from now, at least mine will be technically a classic.
I think it's 25 years. I think mine. Yeah. Well, although for trucks in Massachusetts, I think it's 20 years. Because I remember when my dad's dump truck turned 20, he could have gotten like vintage plates. But a pickup truck might not count because the dump truck's really heavy. So it might be, like, you know what I mean?
I would probably just sell my truck. Fuck that. I don't want to.
Really? I think I would just go for it, man. I don't think I'd sell that truck. I really like my truck.
You want to see your whole family naked, you freak?
I don't want to see that. But you've got a choice. At the very least, my dad would understand.
Really?
Well, he also really likes the truck.
I just don't want to deal with that. I don't want to deal with that. I don't want to have a whole day walking around and stuff. I just don't want to be part of a nudist colony. I don't want to turn my family into a nudist colony.
Yeah, what if you do it and then your family's like, wait, this is actually really fun, Teddy. We should do this all the time.
Honestly, there's also the option of just like playing it, like just
playing
it cool. You don't need to, you just look at everyone in the eyes, just like be strong, and then you don't have to sell your truck.
You're going to have to take a look around the room. It's gonna happen.
Yeah, but like, you know, honestly, it might not even be that as nearly as bad. I could keep my truck.
I mean, yeah, it would really suck to sell that thing. And all you had to do was go to the beach with your family and everyone's not wearing anything.
I guess I could keep that.
I think I could do
There have been times where I've considered getting rid of my current truck, getting one of the same year, but the four door.
Yeah, I think I've heard this from you before.
Because I really like that year of the Tacoma. I really like that year and how it looks and stuff.
It looks like a mini pickup truck. It's got a good, handsome style. It's not too big. I mean, these days, it's like a mini truck.
Like, I could get one of that style with way less miles on it and kind of just, like, reset the clock on it. And still be driving the 2002 Toyota Tacoma, but then I have more convenience of like having a shorter bed with more room for people in the car.
Yeah. No, that wouldn't be a bad idea.
Yeah. But then it wouldn't be the same truck, you know?
No, I'd
transfer the license plate over, and so the soul of the truck gets put in the license plate, and I can imagine it being carried over that way.
Well, if you're Ship of Theseus-ing, all you need is one piece, right?
That's true. That's true. I could take like maybe like the knobs. The pieces.
You could take the steering wheel.
That's true.
You could just swap the steering. Like you could buy the new truck, swap the steering wheel, sell the old one.
Yeah, I could see what could be done with how much I could get for selling the truck, and then.
Yeah, you'd have to see if this is even worth it. If they're going to give you like $2,000 for the thing, fuck it. Just keep it.
Yeah.
Although
it's got like a lot of newer hardware in it though from repairs and stuff, so it would probably do pretty well.
I don't know. It is old. It does have a lot of miles. But trucks
the miles would really just be the kind of the issue there.
Trucks hold value.
Yeah. Yeah. But okay. Yeah. Should I give you one now?
Yeah.
This is a Reddit one.
Oh. Okay.
Would you rather, and I kind of have a feeling of what you would do, because it's always like, the money ones are always kind of weird with you. You know, you're always kind of like a freak.
Yeah.
But it is fun to, you know, think about it. Think about the challenge of it. Would you rather have $750,000 right now, or have 1 year to hit a hole-in-one for $90 million? Now, the rules. It's a regular golf course. Hole in one must be on a hole over 149 yards from the tee.
That's not bad.
You can camp out and swing all day, but you have to pay for it. Nobody can make it for you. No assist besides training. Just you and your club. Clubs can't be modified. Stock from the store. Following the true intention of golf. The 750K is a check with the taxes required already paid. The 90 million is the same. Check with the required taxes paid.
It's 90 million cash. That's post taxes.
I think so. I think that's what it's saying. And both of the sums of money is that.
Okay.
What are you looking up? What are you doing?
Okay. So if you live in Massachusetts, this will be very relevant. The last few years, me and Emma and my sister and my dad have gotten into a par 3 course at Kimball's Farm in Westford. It's like a golf course, and the furthest the tee ever is like 100 yards and some change. So you never have to use a driver. So it's like a little more accessible. It's like golfing without the driving portion. And so I'm picturing that course. I was kind of looking up to see if I could get the exact numbers. Because you said it has to be at least 149 yards.
Yeah, it says something like must be over 149 yards.
So let's say 150 yards. I have to find a tee that's 150 yards. I think I could do that.
Yeah.
You say you're going to get $90 million to hit a hole in one. You just sit and hit that 150 yard shot over and over and over.
Yeah, but you can camp out and swing all day, but you have to pay for it.
Yeah, I'll pay for that. It's not. I'm going to hit the hole in one. How many shots am I going to take this year? Like fucking 90 million of them. You know, because I'm just going to be out there every day. 150 yards, that's not that bad to hit the green. You hit the green enough times, you're bound to go in. You know?
Yeah.
And this makes me want to play Mario Golf on the GameCube.
Okay.
I bet you were thinking I would take the 750.
I was thinking, because a lot of times with the money stuff, you usually go for the taking it, and then you're just like, you'll when you talk about the other amount, you'll be like, I'll never need that fucking amount. $750 is a life-changing amount of money, which it is. You know?
It is. You invest that. You forget you ever got it. You're good. Well, I'd buy a lawnmower. But other than that, invest it. I'd be good. But no, for this one, I would definitely take that $90 million hole-in-one chance, because 150 yards is fucking doable. Like, if I have perfected my form, I'm a strong guy. I can hit the ball 300 yards, I'm sure, if I, like, just practiced. So 150 yards, I could...
I would definitely do the... I think about it in my head, too, where it's like, if you're doing it every day... Like, imagine that, like, you're just struggling with it. I feel like I've been to a driving range enough, and, like, especially if you do some, like, training with someone... You know, you eventually would hit it. And it's like, I feel like it would, like, probably around the 6 month mark, you'd probably be hitting it at the latest.
At the latest, I think. Like, you go to a driving range, they've got the 100, the 50, 100, 150, 200, 250, 300, like, flags. 150 is like middle of the road. You know what I mean? Like,
you take the first 2 months to get good. By the third month, you're starting to close in on the green. By month four, maybe you're just doing it for the months after that. You're just doing it for the amount, to get the amount of chances, the luck factor.
Yeah, let's say average golf driving distance. Oh, by age, okay. Between 20 and 29, the average driving distance is 240 yards. This different one. Says 25 to 29, almost 300 yards average.
So if you just find one that's you know,
you don't even
150.
Need a, you don't even need a driver. You can be using an iron on this. Dude, no, I got this in the bag. That's an easy 90 mil.
There we go.
And then once I do that, I'm never touching a golf club for the rest of my life.
Do you ever go on that like investment calculator website of like
compoundinterest.gov?
No, it's just like calculator.net or something.
To calculate interest rates?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do that all the time.
Yeah, me too.
I have like a plan in place that I'm currently executing. Because I'm making fat stacks. I made good money today. Just doing nothing. Because the stocks went up today. If you guys... I wish I started early.
Yeah, if you had $90 million and you just had that in like investments and you just like waited a year at like a 6% return rate, you'd make $5.5 million that year.
Yeah, and a 6% return is half of what the stock market usually does.
Yeah, so if you do 10%, if it was 10%, you'd make $9 million. You just like wait a cool 5 years, you've made almost $55 million just off. That's so crazy how wealth compounds like that.
Oh, yeah, dude. Once you hit a certain amount. So I calculated all this stuff out. By the time I'm my parents' age, if I stick with this plan, I should be able to be making hundreds of thousands each year just on interest. Just by investing long-term in the S&P 500 with the normal return rate. Even I think I even did like a 1% conservative estimate.
By the time you're how old, what?
Like 50s.
Oh, okay.
But like all of a sudden you hit that age and it's like boom, 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 boom. It starts to get like seriously exponential.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. You guys, anyone listening, you guys should invest in the S&P 500. It's really easy. You don't actually have to do anything other than just put money in like it's a bank account. And every day, basically, it goes up.
Yeah.
Like all summer, it was a really productive summer. All summer, I was making more money every day passively through returns on that than I was at work at my full-time job, which was really motivating. It was like, oh, this is awesome. And then you'll have like a month where it dips, but then it'll be like two more months up, month down, 2 months up, month down. You know what I mean? So it's like, it's always positive in the long term. Even a big bad year like 2008, it dipped for like the year and then it's right back up. Like on a 100-year scale, you hardly even see that. But anyway, we don't need to be talking about money, Ted. I need to know, would you rather, okay, this is a big one, Ted, lock in, focus those eyes up.
Okay.
Would you rather be a Twitch mod or a Discord mod?
Probably a Twitch mod.
Okay. That was my initial thinking too. But I have since kind of been, this whole time I've been thinking about this. I think I'd rather be a Discord mod. Twitch mods, it's way more engaging. Like you get to watch TV basically, and you get to like tell the audience like, fuck you, you can't say that. Fuck you, you can't think that. Nope, nope. Like you get to do that. And the streamer basically just backs you up.
Yeah.
But with Discord mod, I feel like Discord mods get to see the juicy underbelly of drama that exists in like content creator discords that the creator never even uses. Because every content creator out there, especially like your circle type thing, has a Discord, a community Discord. There's 10,000 people in it. And a lot of them talk in there every fucking day. And there's, you go in there, there's people are pissed at each other. They're arguing in there. The Discord mods are sorting it out. Like, I would love to be able to be that invested in Discord drama every day because it's kind of fun. Like, yeah. I love it when I can hop into my Discord and see like a big juicy argument going on. It's just like, oh, what do we got here? Like last night, there was a I don't know if you looked. There was a juicy argument. I didn't even engage.
The group Discord?
Yeah, did you look? Derek was getting poetic.
I was gonna get in there and start reading through.
Funny
it,
enough, Ted actually started it.
I did start it.
Ted opened the can of worms and then it exploded, and he never said anything.
I knew it would happen.
Oh yeah, I knew that would happen. You're like, I'm gonna light the match. Somebody's got to do it.
I was just like, it was literally just like I said, like maybe seven words.
Oh, and it. A blaze.
Yeah, no, I'm just the light. I'm the match lighter. That's what they call me.
And that's anyways, why I need to be the Discord mod and put you in your place.
Exactly. But thanks, folks, for watching us do some Would You Rathers. Let us know what you thought of our Would You Rathers and put your own answer in the comments. Justify it, and let's get a little conversation going in there. See what people think. But we're gonna keep chatting over at the Patreon.
Right now. Join us on
Patreon.com/. Take it easy. We hope you join us over there. We're just going to keep chatting over there. So if you're enjoying this podcast so far, hop on over there, see what's up. And we hope you have a good, easy, taken good day.
Thanks for listening, guys. See you next time.